Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I've got Doug Fisher in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
So, Doug, you're a vice president and general manager in Intel's SSG group. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Well, I'm responsible for what's considered Intel's system software, which starts at the BIOS level, all operating systems, manage runtimes, databases. So a lot of very integral software that's tied to our hardware.
Just a few things that you're responsible for. Today, the topic, though, is a little narrower. We're going to talk about MeeGo. Why don't you tell us what MeeGo is all about?
In February of 2010, Nokia and Intel announced at the Mobile World Congress that we were going to join forces. The work that we've been doing on Moblin, the work they've been doing on MIMO, combining those two, reducing fragmentation in the open source community and creating what's called MeeGo today.
MeeGo obviously can go into a wide variety of platforms. Where are we seeing the industry focus its efforts on MeeGo today?
It's actually a very broad focus. We architected MeeGo from the beginning to really be applicable to a broad set of devices. Intel's focus is clearly on Atom. Where we see Atom going, we see MeeGo going.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's architected to meet the needs of small form factor devices, such as handheld devices, up through tablets, netbooks, in-vehicle infotainment, and other devices that we may not even know of today. So it's a broad set of devices, and we're already seeing adoption across a broad set, including IPTV.
When you look at the requirements for MeeGo in terms of software to support Atom, what types of characteristics would you look for that would be different from a traditional PC-type architecture?
Well, we start with actually the PC Linux, but what we did is focused on three core foundational elements when we first started our efforts. First was performance. We want to make certain that we get every ounce of performance out of the Intel architecture. Second was power. These devices, power consumption is very critical. And footprint. These devices have small footprint, so we're focused on those three aspects. We've gone further with our need to actually deliver a full stack, allowing you to build integral devices for the marketplace, which includes all the touch framework necessary for building handsets, including a sample user experience or reference user experience, core applications, all the elements necessary to build a device are available in the open source community.
When we think about efficiency, and we've talked a lot about efficiency on this program, we typically think of hardware. What can you do from a standpoint of software to drive efficiency?
The beauty of the Intel architecture is it is an architecture. It's not just an instruction set. We have taken advantage of that with MeeGo to deliver a common core operating environment on top of Atom-based platforms. Therefore, when somebody actually develops to MeeGo, they're developing to MeeGo across any device, whether that device is a handset device, an IPTV, a tablet. You have the same core operating environment. So the APIs are consistent. So you have reduced fragmentation. This is critical for anybody developing applications across multiple devices.
What has been the industry response about MeeGo?
Well, the response has been great. The OEMs love this concept of having MeeGo for several reasons. First is they are going to deploy different Atom-based devices across different form factors. And having MeeGo across all those different form factors really reduces their development cost. Secondly, it's an open platform, allowing them to actually participate in innovation. They see in this marketplace the value of their ability to differentiate. So when they build a device, they can actually innovate and provide unique services and applications to differentiate their device from their competitor's device. Service providers love it because it really allows them to create an affinity with their customers as well as build in their unique services into a MeeGo-based platform. So we're seeing lots of excitement in that area. And we can certainly talk about what's happened in the automotive space with Genevi. So Genevi was formed to really accelerate the innovation around things that have taken 5 years to innovate on. They can't do that any longer. They need an open platform. They went through a very rigorous process to determine what that open platform would be. And so MeeGo was selected to be the base platform for innovation.
And in that space, I was talking to someone recently from BMW about that. You know, their design cycles for their proprietary technologies were years and years. So this allows them to innovate much more rapidly, I would think.
Yeah, the problem with the auto manufacturers saw in-vehicle infotainment was if somebody innovated, one could take 5 years to catch up with somebody else's innovation. And they couldn't afford that. They were locked into proprietary solutions, and they wanted the ability to pull in new innovations much quicker into their life cycle. So this actually provides them an accelerated way to bring innovation into their marketplace.
And if a developer wants to find out more about Migo, where would they go?
Migo.com is where you'd find all the documentation information necessary to get started today. In addition, we have all the Intel AppUp development program so that developers really get a robust view of what they can do on Atom-based devices with that program as well. So there's lots of resources already available for anybody to participate, whether you're a core developer on Migo or an application developer writing applications for Migo.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, thank you very much for coming on the program. It's been interesting to hear about Migo. Everybody's talking about it, so we wanted to talk to you about it.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.